all of...
Oh, interrupt our regular programming to go live right here in Tehran to the foreign ministry and listen to the weekly press conference. Let's listen now.
Ramadan, also I would like to offer congratulations. Now let's at the beginning start with the developments in the occupied Palestinian territories, and then we'll come to your questions. Now in the spiritual and holy months of Ramadan, where the hearts of the Islamic community is directed at spirituality, human values, and philanthropy, unfortunately, we are witness to the continuation and intensification of aggressions and violations and brutal attacks of the Zionists within the past few weeks, especially in the recent days, against the oppressed and defenseless people of Palestine. This has led to the martyrdom or wounding of a large number of women and children. These savage aggressions, the massacre of the innocent people under the pretext of false pretext of abduction of three Palestinian Israeli settlers, it has created the heart-rending scenes of the Palestinian teenager that is reminiscent of the crimes committed by terrorists in Iraq and Syria. All this indicates the disability and failure of the Zionist regime in the face of the resistance of the Palestinian people. Without a doubt, these aggressions against the Palestinian people, that simultaneous with the holy months of Ramadan, has enraged Muslim countries and nations more than ever before, and all the freedom-seeking peoples of the world. And this, so the brave resistance on the part of the Palestinian people, Palestinians in Gaza and various occupied territories, their resistance in the face of the Zionist regime. So we would like to support that resistance and their morale. Western countries and the advocates of the Zionist regime should adopt strong and solid measures to prevent the occurrence of human catastrophe and continuation of the aggressions of the Zionist regime against Palestinians. So Islamic countries and Arab nations, as well as human rights organizations, should stand by the decision of the Palestinians in order to pursue legal proceedings against the Zionist regime in various international circles, including the International Criminal Court, and also stand and show reaction, prompt reaction, in the face of all these brutal aggressions. So we're hopeful that the international community would hear the voice of the brave people of Palestine and would respond to it properly. Ms. Afamanish, greetings. I've got two questions. Regarding the negotiations in Vienna, a number of the P5 plus one have said that the gaps are still there. Several days passed. So what's your assessment of the trend of the talks? Ministers also going to join in. And the next question regarding Afghanistan developments there. The election result was announced yesterday. One of the candidates had some harsh criticisms of it, and then there's this issue of civil war that was raised in the meantime. What's Iran's evaluation of these developments? As for the first question, the negotiations started from the 11th of year, Iranian calendar, and we announced that we are prepared to go on by the end of the month or even beyond that, in order to come up with a lasting and just conclusion. We're ready to continue the talks. The Iran delegation went to Vienna. The talks are ongoing. This is the process that, if you just have a review of the trends of affairs, you see that from easy, we moved toward harder issues and topics. So that the topics were categorized and then in phases, the parts which could be agreed on, and the sides had closer stances. Well, those parts were gradually agreed upon, but we have come to the points where there are some basic differences, so there are intensive and serious talks dealing with those issues. Progress has been there, but it's been a slow one. So we're hopeful that through a realistic approach by the other side regarding the peaceful nuclear program of Iran, a reasonable, logical decision it would be made, and the hard decision that they are talking about, it's actually they need to make a tough decision. So we also heard some news regarding the fact that the four ministers may also join the negotiations by the end of the week. The interview of Dr. Zarif yesterday, maybe you've seen that, and he also made some statements. If the foreign ministers pitch in, largely it will be because of getting informed about the process of the negotiations. So we are determined for an agreement, but not at any price. So we have also announced that we are ready to continue with the talks seriously and professionally. That's what's ongoing. So hopefully, in the due time announced, we could come up with a lasting and just a logical agreement. At the same time, we're not aiming, it's only not time, the agreement that's desired should be made. Now, as for Afghanistan, we also received those news. All the Afghan sides would ask them to exercise self-restraint. Afghanistan requires tranquility and stability. All those avenues, means, legal means, should be tapped into in order to come up with to reach a solution. So self-restraint on both sides and all the sides are is important for the Islamic Republic of Iran that has nearly 1,000 border with Afghanistan. Security, stability, integration, and national unity of Afghanistan is of high importance and is a vital issue. So the election process, in our opinion, given the rightful demands of the candidates, I mean, their demands should be addressed clearly, transparently. All the allegations should be addressed, and the vote of the Palestinian people, we respect the vote. At the same time, this is not finalized yet, the voting process. So until that stage, all the sides need to exercise self-restraint and try to restore calm. So we believe that the success, future success of Afghanistan is subject to stability and tranquility and shaping up of a comprehensive government. And we hope that the pure votes of the Afghan people will see such a future in the offing. Greetings. A question regarding nuclear talks. Given the statements of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, his support for the negotiating team, it was said that Iran is ready to accept some of the commitments. Some Western sides have said that this is actually doing away with the red line. If you could elaborate on that, what do we mean by accepting some of these points? And also to Amir Abdullahian's visit and to regional countries. Is it because of the Iraq's developments, or what kind of agreements are going to be made? Now, in connection with Iraq developments, as a neighborly country, we're following all the developments in Iraq sensitively and closely, and at the outset regarding the issue of terrorism in Iraq, which is a means of making changes in the political system of Iraq that is meant to be. So we have made our stance clear regarding that. So it looks like all the sites in the region, when it comes to terrorism and the complications and impacts of terrorist operations, that they all need to be careful and sensitive. So they should watch the situation carefully. So terrorist operations should come to an end. Our consultations in the region with Russia and with other countries are within the same line, to the effect that terrorism should not be used as a lever in order to impact the political trend of affairs in Iraq. At the same time, the threat of terrorism is a menace that will not be confined to a certain country. Terrorists for years operated in Syria in line with a change in the government, but ultimately did not come to fruition. But terrorism spread, and the threats of terrorism are likely to spread across the region. So in our negotiations with various regional countries, we are trying to remind them of these threats and also the need for negotiations regarding putting an end to such operations, the need for a collective effort in order to counter terrorism and the regional and international threats of terrorism. That's what we are trying to warn about and also set the stage for dialogue and negotiations. On the sideline of these meetings on regional issues, certainly bilateral and mutual relations and talks have been there. But the developments in Iraq and Iraq issues have been specifically been actually under the spotlight and the main core of the topics. Your first question, you talked about the feedback of the statements made by the leader of the Islamic Revolution. I can't hear the question. Well, the statements, remarks made by the leader of the Islamic Revolution are transparent and explicit and based on the indispensable nuclear rights of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Now, what interpretations are made? Well, analysts and media, proportionate to their own mindset and fields of activity, they make their own interpretations. But what has been explicitly mentioned by the leader of the Islamic Revolution has been the determination and the demarcation of the red lines. At the same time, he has left the way open for continuation of negotiations, and he has lent support to the negotiating team. He has said this expressly. And when it comes to technical issues, which is a major part and highlights of the leader's remarks the other night, it shows that he is well aware of all the aspects of the issue and all the subtle points that he has taken into consideration. At the same time, he supports the negotiations and that coming up with a lasting and logical solution to see Iran's rights restored. This is all being considered by all Iranian officials. Now, what kind of assessments and interpretations are made? Well, I'm not in that position to comment on that, but the leader's remarks have been transparent. The continuation of my colleague's question, I want to just say that the leader of the Islamic Revolution in his yesterday's comment said that Iran needs 190,000. That includes Generation 3 centrifuges. If you raise such a thing during the negotiations and if the West does not accept this, what decision will be made by our negotiating team? And also, given the comments of Dr. Araghchi, to the effect that the final agreement, if it is reached, it will be short-term, but Americans insist that this agreement should be a long-term one, if you could elaborate. Of course, all of what you said is that negotiations are still going on regarding what the top